supporting this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. April is Financial Literacy Awareness Month. Here's Terry D.
Many households are still recovering from the economic impact of the pandemic. Creating a spending plan and identifying priorities is a good first step, advises Todd Christensen with the nonprofit MoneyFit Financial. If you are considering buying a car or house or taking a vacation, he notes a budget is about more than dollars and cents.
Whatever it is that motivates you, set a purpose, is number one. Number two is not to start adding income. That's usually where people start, but you've got to prioritize expenses. If you don't prioritize them, you will inevitably have to start eliminating expenses anyway, and you'll go with your emotions rather than with the rational part of your brain.
Christensen sees cash, credit cards, and the popular Buy Now, Pay Later apps as convenient tools that consumers often misuse. It is this convenience that prompts human nature to kick in and encourage overspending. He suggests having two checking accounts, one for automatic bill payment, another for fund purchases, and a savings account for long and short-term goals. Christensen supports teaching kids good money management habits before they earn spending cash as teens by mowing lawns, babysitting, or doing chores. If they are not taught how to take care of small amounts of money as early as possible, he cautions, they will be terrible with larger amounts as adults.
That's Terry D. reporting for Public News Service. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a mix of sun and cloudiness across the area today. A couple of showers early, otherwise highs in the mid-60s and a southeast breeze. Tonight, showers and storms, a little greater chance. Lows in the lower 50s. Watch out for severe weather on Monday. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On April 22nd, in the Wisconsin State Senate, something happened that you don't see too often. A high-profile bill passed with overwhelming bipartisan support. The Republican-controlled chamber voted 32-1 to extend Medicaid coverage for new moms from 60 days to 12 months. Wisconsin is one of only two U.S. states that has not already extended this critical postpartum coverage. So with that kind of support, you'd expect the bill to pass, right? Well, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has repeatedly blocked this legislation from coming up for a vote. Several Republican state representatives have been speaking out on this, urging Voss to change his tune, but he has not yet budged. It's time for Voss to end this charade and allow this bill to come up for a vote. If he's opposed, he can still vote against it. But one person should not block a bill that has already been supported by the majority of his own party. Let the people vote, Mr. Speaker.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it. That is below the dignity of your station, man.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know, as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. You know what's below the dignity of your station? Being a jerk while someone is raising valid concerns about the jerk move that you're about to make.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the entire draft for the Green Bay Packers and also major things ahead for Congress, including the future of Medicaid. Your calls as well. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. News from the Center, WRCE.
The music of the stars on the air till high noon Central Time. I'm your host, Lou Regani, and you're the best audience anywhere. Because you get it, see? The end of April, and a few thoughts along that way. Say one from Robert Frost. I like this. April and Frost seem to go together, especially this year. But here's the quote. The sun was warm, but the wind was chill. You know how it is with an April day, when the sun is out and the wind is still. You're 1 month old, and it's the middle of May. The song. That's all. Oh, that's the title.
For flames and love live such a little while. I won't forget, but I won't be lonely. I'll remember April, and I'll smile.
Don Ray, Gene DePaul wrote that, with Julie London.
Last April, where did you go? Like winter snow, I saw you vanish. Last April, so soft and warm, a memory not even time can banish. Last April, that taught me
George Shearing. Emil Newman wrote that, and the music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Matt Monroe next up.
I'm a fool for April, yes, I'm an April fool. Not for just one day a year, but every time she's near. I'm controlled by April, I'm called the April Fool. Love her more than I can say, her every wish I'll obey. I love her more than a bee could love a flower. I feel like I'm caught in an April shower. I'm content if April will let me stay her fool. She'll be glad that she has found an April fool the whole year round.
Yes, I'm an April fool. An April fool the whole year round. I'm a fool for April. Yes, I'm an April fool. Yes, I'm an April fool. I'm an April fool.
Kind of a jaunty song. If you're the fool. How'd that all start, anyway? April the 1st. Holiday to trick people. Nobody really knows, I guess, but there's some legends, and I thought, pass it along in the 1500s in France, right? You know, the Hunchback of Notre Dame and all that? Something to do with the Gregorian calendar. See, the French used the Julian calendar earlier. And the spring equinox, well, that's near, if not on, April 1st. But then under the Gregorian calendar, our New Year's is January 1st. Well, the French weren't aware of that. The legend goes. So they continued celebrating the new year around April 1st. Well, they were apportioned as April Fools, the story goes. Anyway, the Americans grabbed it on a couple of centuries ago. Anything to have fun on that chilly month of April. Pat Boone made a blockbuster movie along with Shirley Jones. In 1957... Threshold of summer. I'll take it. But it wasn't just Pat Boone, it was Shirley, too. 1957, when Pat Boone played, get this, an ex-con.
Seven wonders, one Sometimes an April day.
Sometimes an April day will suddenly bring showers, rain to grow the flowers for her first bouquet. But April love can slip right through your fingers. So if she's the one, don't let her run away.
Your sister sure is a good dancer. You are too.
Thanks.
What I meant was...
You don't have to explain.
You know something? You're a good sport.
Thanks for the ride. Coming over tomorrow to help with the jalopy?
Afraid I'll be busy. Good night.
Pat Boone, Shirley Jones.
This lovely day will lengthen into evening. We'll sigh goodbye to all we've ever had. Alone, where we have walked together, I'll remember and be glad. I'll be content you loved me once in April. Your lips were warm and love in spring were new. But I'm not afraid of autumn and her sorrow, for I'll remember April and you. The fire will dwindle into glowing ashes, for flames and love live such a little while. I won't forget, I won't be lonely.
Oh, we had that last week. The sound cut off. I thought they'd fixed it. I'm sure they did. This is static electricity. There is a little engineering talk there for you. Oh, here's Norman Luboff with April in Portugal. Remember that? You remember the melody, you don't remember the words. That's because there aren't any. Luboff from Chicago, Illinois.
Thank you.
Norman Luboff from Chicago and his great chorus. Most of the people were from the Midwest. I met Luboff once in Kenosha at the University of Wisconsin Parkside. I still remember that. And the warnings, do not record. Well, the house was full. It was at the Communication Arts Theater there. I have a Luboff story for you. The great picture, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea for Walt Disney, featured a song by Kirk Douglas. Well, Kirk wasn't much of a singer. Maybe in the shower, things like that, but they hired Norman Luboff to teach him how to sing that one song. A Whale of a Tale. And I found a candid picture of Luboff working on that. It's on the Internet Movie Database for 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Good picture. Great music. Paul Smith's final score for Walt Disney. He retired right after that to raise pecans in Arizona, and the job went to a Kenoshan. Music director for Disney Studios went to Will Schaefer. Music of the Star on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning.
Love is a season within our hearts. We never know when it will come and go. Love is a season, no calendar charts. There is no date for it. You simply wait for it. You wait for it while the summer turns to fall. Wondering, will it never ever come along at all? Then suddenly, like the spring smiling over the hill, love says hello, and there's that warm, that wondrous world you can't deny. Though you know that love is a season within your heart that just might suddenly smile and say goodbye. Just might suddenly smile and say goodbye. Love is the season for love. Love, there's a reason for love. It's in your heart. Don't let it say.
Gourmet and Bing Crosby next up from 1940, a forgotten motion picture with a forgotten song. Universal Studios, the picture If I Had My Way. Jimmy Monocle wrote it, though, with Johnny Burke, both buddies of Bing. Here it is, on a 78.
I used to think a love song was none of my affair. But one fine spring I heard a certain music in the air. April played the fiddle, and my heart began to dance. And I was so surprised to find my arm around romance. April played the fiddle, and I memorized the tune. And later on, a dream, and I went singing to the moon. Then May began to gossip, and June just winked her eye. And you should have seen the know-it-all expression on July. April played the fiddle, ah, but here's the funny part. I had to pay the fiddler with my one and only heart. Gossip, and June just winked her eye, and you should have seen the know-it-all expression on July. April played the fiddle, ah, but here's the funny part. I had to pay the fiddler with my one and only heart.
On the first warm day, on the first warm day in May, I hope you come a calling and bring me a big bouquet. On the first warm night, shining bright, we won't feel much like talking, so kiss me and hold me tight. Then we'll climb the hill, and there beneath the cherry tree, where all is still, you'll say, marry me, oh, marry, marry me, the first warm day, on the first warm day. The rains to come and the creek to flood, and just about time I confess to you the things I'm busting to do. Hey!
music of the star. This is Bing Crosby's very last record ever.
I watch the seasons come and go, and I have seen them all. The sunshine turning into snow, and the summer into fall. In early spring, when I was young, the song of life was boldly sung. Instead of walking, I would run, and life had begun. The month of May gave way to June, the summer spread its wings. I met a gal, and very soon we thought of other things. The chapel and the wedding tune, the sweet words and the honeymoon, the garden and the bungalow, the blessings would flow. Sylvan splendor of each day reveals a simple truth. Though life is good along the way, we've said goodbye to youth. And like reflections in a glass, we see another season pass, the peaceful calm of autumn days. That's something to praise. Never cease to be amazed, in spite of winter's call, that family we have raised has grown up strong and tall. The autumn stillness makes me feel that winter has its own appeal, and now the seasons have unfurled a beautiful world.
Bing Crosby, Gilbert Bacon wrote that. That was recorded in early 77. Bing was gone. This is his closing chapter. Rod McKuen, The Music of the Star, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
April people try to smile even when they're sad, 'cause they know behind the rainbow things can't be that bad. April people all lonely, that's the general rule. More than once a lonely heart has made an April fool. Born in April, sad of heart, you're a lonesome child. You could make the sunshine with even half a smile. April people live for love. nothing else will do. So come along, take my hand. I was born in April too. Born in April, sad of heart. You're such a lonesome child. Could make the sunshine with even half a smile. April people live for love. Nothing else will do. So come along, take my hand. I was born in April too.
Pretend that you're here with me, and though it seems like April again,
it's not the same.
It's not the same. Between the pages of the book have turned to gray, but still I close my eyes and hold them and know that it's not April again.
That wonderful old Jolson song, April Showers. Yes, it is.
Frank Sinatra on a radio air check with the Dorsey Band.
May come your way,
bring the flowers that bloom in May. So if it's raining, have no regret, because it isn't raining rain, you know, it's rain. On looking for a bluebird and listening for his song. Whenever April showers come along, so keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for his song. Whenever April showers come
anymore. Thank you, Professor Pootwaddle. And now I should sing a little song, April Showers. I believe I'm in voice. Delightfully in voice. When April showers, she never closes the curtain. Maybe I better start again. When April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in blay, a bale of hay. The other day, a very funny thing happened the other day. I was walking down the street, and I saw a man run over himself. Yes, he did. Here's how it happened. He picked me up in his car, and we went to the corner, and we stopped, and he said, would you run across the street and mail this letter? I said, no. So he ran over himself. That's a killer. And when it's raining, have no regret, because it isn't raining rain, you see. It's raining violets. That's better than hailing taxicabs. I won't drive it. I won't drive it. I won't drive it. Yellow cab driver. And when you see clouds up on a hill, you'll see they're just clouds of diffodil, a daffodil, a diffodo, a doofa-whiff, a whiff and poofs. Whiff and poofs. We are poor little lambs who have lost our way. Wrong animal. So keep on looking for the bluebird and listening for his song. Whenever April showers, ah, April, how I love it. The spring and picnics and the birds and the bees. Speaking of bees, did you hear about the bee who married a doorbell? They had a humdinger. They come along. That's a shower?
No, that's not Spike Jones. It's Doodles Weaver. Music of the Star. Dave Chambliss next. The Stars, Deep Chambliss, what a band.
When April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May. So when it's raining, have no regrets, because it isn't raining rain, you know, it's raining violets. And when you see clouds upon the hill, you know they'll bring of daffodils. So just keep looking for a bluebird and listening for for his song whenever April showers come along.
The music of the stars. Good morning. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is... Tell you more in a minute. Stand by for news next on the Columbia Broadcasting System. Good morning, Madison. WMDX. I got a Madison guy for you next. Dean Elliott. Here's Dean Elliott out of Madison. Rondell High Noon. High Noon. A weather forecast to him. Good morning, Eau Claire. WCFW. Oh, now you want to know who Dean Elliott is. Okay. William Bunt. You know, like in baseball. Birthday, May 11th.
From the center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 9 people are dead in Vancouver, British Columbia. That's where police say a 30-year-old man drove a vehicle through a Filipino cultural festival Saturday night.
I heard a bang. They heard a bang. They said, oh my gosh, what's up? What's happening? So we all went running to the street.
That's Abigail Andiso, who was at the festival. The city's acting police chief, Steve Rye, said the driver was taken into custody on the spot.
That male was taken into custody at the scene by the crowd.
And held there until police arrived. Authorities later said there's no indication it was an act of terror. Vancouver City Council member Pete Fry had visited the festival earlier in the day. He told Canadian television,
it was really shocking, like, you couldn't even, you know, think really, really well. You couldn't do anything but to pray for them.
The incident comes ahead of Canada's national elections tomorrow. This is ABC News.